Hallelujah. And here we go. We're talking about the great message Pastor Clark preached last night regarding evangelism. We're going to be talking about that tonight. El mensaje que predicó nuestro pastor anoche del evangelismo. Y vamos a estar hablando de ciertas cosas del evangelismo referente a nuestra iglesia esta noche. I hope you can hear us all right. Espero que sí nos pueden oír claramente esta noche. Bueno, hermanos, esta noche vamos a hablar de ciertas cosas que pasaron esta semana. I'm going to go ahead and share some things that took place this weekend, and it's going to be a little bit different. We're not going to have an invited guest. We have had some great guests on the call in the last several weeks. Last night we had a young woman in God by the name of Elisa Terrazas, who shared some things last week. Tuvimos la hermana Elisa Terrazas que nos dio unos testimonios poderosos la semana pasada. And this week, tonight, I'm going to go ahead and share some great things that took place this week. I was actually in San Diego with Mom Monday, Tuesday. I just got back yesterday. Yo estuve con mamá en San Diego el domingo, lunes y el martes, y apenas regresé ayer. Tuvimos una semana muy fructuosa, como dice mamá, beneficiosa, a very beneficial week. We accomplished a lot of great things in the natural, but there were some great spiritual things that were also accomplished. We didn't even see them coming. Pudimos hacer muchas cosas grandes, mamá y yo, en lo natural, cosas prácticas, cosas de negocio. Pero también pudimos hacer unas cosas espirituales con gran éxito que ni sabíamos que iban a venir en nuestro camino. Y de eso yo quiero hablarles un poquito esta noche. Primeramente, mamá y yo tuvimos unos negocios que hacer el lunes con su mecánico. We had to take care of some practical things that mom needed with her mechanic, with her car, and the Lord blessed us there. El Señor nos bendijo allí. Pudimos hacer unas cosas grandes y tener un buen efecto positivo con mamá. Pero también tuvimos otras cosas que empezaron a pasar. Primeramente, fuimos mamá y yo a un thrift shop. Mom and I went to a thrift shop on Monday, I believe it was, or Tuesday, I'm not sure which day it was. And as we're there, one of the employees came by, a lady, real helpful, very attentive, and she began to help us out. Vino una de las empleadas que vinieron a ayudarnos. Y cuando empezamos a hablar, encontramos que se llamaba Teresa. We found out her name was Teresa. And immediately the conversation started leaning towards, you know what? The Lord, God, what's happening in the world today. Inmediatamente se empezó a cambiar la tema de la conversación a Dios, las cosas de la Biblia y lo que está pasando en el mundo presentemente. Y que vamos encontrando, mamá lo presentió, mamá le preguntó sin vergüenza, ¿usted es testigo de Jehová? Mom, after a while, kind of got the hint and realized where this woman was coming from. And Mom, very unabashedly, without any shame or fear, asked the lady, excuse me, are you a Jehovah's Witness? And the woman responded, yes, I am. Y la mujer dijo, sí, sí lo soy. Oh, okay, okay. And Mama continued to talk, and I began to talk to the lady. Y seguimos la plática con esta mujer. Bueno, para hacer la historia muy larga, corta, to try to make this long story a little shorter, the woman began to connect with Mama. Mama began to connect with the Mama. Se conectaron la mujer con Mama. Y en la plática salió la mujer de unas cosas muy tristes en su vida. And there's some important points that I want to bring out to everyone about connecting with people. Quiero hacer unos puntos muy importantes referente en conectarnos con la gente. La mujer nos empezó a explicarnos que cuando ella era una niña chiquitita, que su mamá ni las quería, no tenía amor de su mamá. She didn't feel that maternal love from her mama. Furthermore, her grandmother, who ended up taking her to live with her for a while, She cut her hair down short to like a butch style haircut. She didn't like the way she looked. Her grandma didn't like the way that this little girl looked. She didn't favor her. She didn't show her the traditional love that a grandmother would show a granddaughter. Nos explicó que su abuelita no tenía ese cariño que una abuelita tiene tradicionalmente para sus nietos, para sus nietas. Hasta rapó todo su pelo, le cortó todo su pelo y la hizo parecer como un niño. She made her look like a little boy. She just didn't like her as a granddaughter. She shared this with us. Ella nos compartió estas cosas con nosotros y nosotros nos quedamos muy tristes. We started feeling a little bit sad for her. She also shared how that she had hard situations in life. Nos explicó que ella tuvo unas situaciones muy duras, muy difíciles en su vida. Tuvo unos accidentes de carro automovilísticos. She had some, she was involved in several car accidents in the last several years. And she received injuries, some mid-term and long-term injuries as a result. Nos enseñó las heridas de su pierna y de su cuerpo y que no, yo creo que en el espacio de un año, esta mujer no pudo caminar y perdió su vista. Piensen en ello. For the period of about a year, I believe, she was not able to walk and she lost her sight. She was not able to see for about the period of a year. She was in a dark, dark place, literally and metaphorically. Estuvo en un lugar muy oscuro esta mujer, muy literalmente y también espiritualmente. No, estuvo en un espacio muy oscuro en su vida. Y hermanos, hasta el fin de esta historia es que su esposo hasta la dejó. It came to the point where her own husband left her. You could imagine the depression, the state of depression that this woman was in. Pueden imaginarse del estado de depresión en que estuvo esta mujer. Su esposo la dejó. Estaba herida físicamente, emocionalmente, espiritualmente. Mucha gente se hubiera tomado su vida en esta situación. There are many people that would have just taken their life after going through all these terrible situations. But here's what I want to share with you. Esto es lo que quiero compartir con ustedes, hermanos. Esto es el punto que quiero hacer. Esta mujer, después de platicar con nosotros por casi una hora, after this woman talking to us for nearly 1 hour, you would think, well, she's a Jehovah's Witness. She's another religion. She just probably wanted to say goodbye to us and go her own way. Uno puede decir que esta mujer era testigo de Jehová y no cree como nosotros. Y posiblemente ella ya se cansó, se enfadó de hablar con nosotros. Quiero decirles, hermanos, de después de hablar conmigo y con mamá, y le voy a echar la culpa a mamá. Mamá tiene una personalidad que se conecta con todo el mundo. And I'm going to go ahead and put the blame on mama. She just has this natural personality where she connects with people and people just love her immediately. But by the end of this conversation, everybody, this woman wanted to be in contact with us. Esta mujer quiso estar en contacto con nosotros. Le dije, you know, I want to take a picture of you and mom. Le dije, yo quiero tomar una foto de usted y mamá. Y como no, mándeme esa foto. She said, of course I do. Go ahead and take that picture and send me a text with that picture. I want to have that picture of me and your mom together. And you know what? Here's my phone number. Aquí está mi número de teléfono. Yo quiero que su mamá me llame. I want your mom to be able to call me. Everybody, here's the conclusion about this story. Aquí va la conclusión de esta historia. Yo aprendí, hermanos, que el mundo, la gente, lo que ellos están buscando es amor. What I realized is that the world, what people are looking for, everyone, is love. They just want someone to make a connection with them. They want someone to make friends with them. Y simplemente quieren que alguien se haga amigable, que se haga amigos con ellos. Hermanos, antes de ganar al pecador, a la alma perdida, primeramente vamos a tener que ser amigos con ellos. Before we win the lost souls, before we can start preaching to someone about the salvation that the Lord has to offer them and about being saved, we're first going to have to learn how to make friends with them. And that's what happened with this woman. Y eso es lo que pasó con esta mujer. Al principio, cuando dijo, oh, yo soy testigo de Jehová, casi se sentía frío cuando lo dijo. At first, going back 30 minutes prior, when she said, oh, yes, I'm a Jehovah's Witness, she said it in a way that was kind of stiff, kind of cold, like, oh, I don't feel any warmth or any love there. But by the time we finished the conversation, para el tiempo que terminamos la conversación, hermanos, it was a whole different feel. Era un sentimiento completamente diferente. Tome un foto. Yo quiero un foto con tu mamá. Mándeme esa foto. I want a picture with your mama. Send me a picture. Send me a text with that picture of me and your mama. And here's my phone number. I want her to call me. Aquí está mi número de teléfono. Yo quiero que ella me llame. ¿Me están escuchando, hermanos? Is everyone listening to what we're talking about here? We need to learn how to make friends with people. It doesn't matter their background. It doesn't matter their religion. It doesn't matter how they believe. If we can show them love, the love of Jesus, and our own love as a human being, oh, we're going to see a great change take place in the facial expression of that person. Vamos a ver una diferencia en esa persona cuando enseñamos el amor de Dios y enseñamos nuestro amor personal. Amen. Okay. That was the first one, everybody. And then something else happened. Es la primera, el primer testimonio. Pero luego algo pasó después. As we were waiting outside, as Mama was waiting outside to visit her mechanic, she made friends with a nursery owner. There's a man who owns a nursery that sits on about 3 acres. Cuando Mama estaba esperando para juntarse con su mecánico, se hizo amigos con un hombre que era dueño de la... Ay, ¿cómo se dice nursery en español? Ni lo sé. If anybody wants to text me how to say nursery in Spanish, please do so. Si me quiere mandar un texto para decirme cómo decir nursery en español, por favor, mándeme ese texto. A nursery, we're talking about, you know, where you grow plants and flowers and trees and you sell all kinds of botany and trees and fruit trees to the public. Este hombre estaba vendiendo árboles y plantas y flores y rosas a toda la vecindad en su negocio de casi 3 acres. This man started talking to Mama. Mama started talking to the man. And he just began to open up with her. Él se abrió con ella. Como una hora después, cuando yo me junté con mamá, mamá me platicó de esto. When I met with mama about an hour later, mama told me about this story, about her meeting and connecting with this man. And here's where the difference came in. I just told pastor about this story this morning. I had this desire, this burden, to meet with this man, this stranger. Yo tuve un deseo, una necesidad, un deseo de juntarme con este hombre que yo ni conocía. So mom took me to him. Entonces mamá me llevó de la mano para conocer a David, el dueño de este negocio de plantas y flores. So there mama goes, taking me by the hand to meet David, the owner of this nursery. And at first, everyone, I thought I had to meet him to do some business with him. Well, I did, but I thought it was natural business, you know, financial type business. Yo pensé que iba a hablar con este hombre porque yo tenía un deseo de hablar de negocios con él. Yo oí que él quería comprar esta propiedad de 3 acres y yo quería ver cómo yo le podía ayudar en comprar esta propiedad. I thought that this man, mama told me that he wanted to purchase this 3-acre lot, and I thought perhaps I could help him to facilitate in purchasing this lot of 3 acres. That's what I was thinking. I'm thinking I'm going to make some business happen here. Yo pensé, voy a hacer un negocio con este hombre. And everyone, I want you to know, we started talking, but after a little while, the conversation changed, and all of a sudden, Jesus came into the conversation. The Bible, everything that's happening in the world, que cambió la tema, y empezamos a hablar del Señor Jesús, de la palabra de Dios, y lo que está pasando en el mundo. And to make a very long story short, because we were there for over an hour, y para hacer esta historia larga, muy corta, porque estuvimos ahí por más de una hora, como hora y media, about an hour and a half that we were there, the man started talking about some dreams that he's been having recently. El hombre nos empezó a decir de unos sueños que él ha tenido recientemente y no entendió por qué. And the next thing you know, we started talking about repentance and baptism. Y de repente empezamos a hablar del arrepentimiento y del bautismo en el nombre de Jesús. And as soon as we said the baptism in Jesus' name, you should have seen how his face lit up. There was a light that began to shine in his eyes, and he got excited, and he said, you know what? I get excited talking about God. This is a sinner, everybody. This is someone who we just met on the street. I never met this man before. He said, I am excited whenever anybody wants to talk to me about Jesus. I know that other people, when you start talking to them about God, oh, they tell you, you know what, I'm busy. I don't want to talk about God. But not me. When somebody wants to talk to me about Jesus, I want to hear about it. Este hombre nos empezó a platicar que él le gusta hablar de Jesús. Él le gusta hablar de las cosas de Dios. Aunque todo el mundo no quiera hablar de Jesús, yo quiero hablar de Jesús. Él nos dijo esto a nosotros. Well, that just got me excited. Eso me emocionó y yo empecé a hablar más de las cosas de Dios. Y es cuando él me platicó de su sueño. And that's when he started talking about his dream. In his dream, he said, he started seeing all these stalks of corn growing in his 3-acre lot. He saw all these stalks of corn growing and growing, and he knew that they were going to have to harvest this corn, and he wasn't sure what it was about. Oh, I think you know where this is going, everybody. Él empezó a hablar de cómo él vio este maíz que empezó a crecer en su lote de 3 acres, y empezó a crecer y crecer y crecer, y él no supo qué él iba a hacer con todo este maíz. Él supo que iba a tener que hacer un tipo de cosecha. And all of a sudden, I felt the word to give to him. De repente, yo sentí la palabra de decirle, David, yo sé, yo creo que con este sueño representa que el Señor ya tiene una cosecha que se está preparando. This dream, I believe, what the Lord is telling you is the Lord has a harvest that is beginning to take place. And you and your business here is going to have a part in it. Y usted y su negocio aquí va a tener una parte. I'm getting excited, and I'll tell you why in just a moment. I told him, there's something here for you, and I believe the Lord's going to prepare you to be a part of this great harvest. And then even as I said it, you should have seen his big smile like a little kid. He's nodding his head up and down. Okay, okay, I believe it. Isn't that right, Mama? Mama right now is probably shouting in the room right now. Le dije a David, David, yo creo que el Señor ya tiene su cosecha preparándose, y usted va a ser parte de la cosecha que el Señor va a usarlo a usted para su cosecha del Señor. Y él dijo, y estaba diciendo con su sonrisa, sí, 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 yo lo creo, Víctor, yo estoy listo, I'm ready. Praise God. Well, I'm going to leave this story for just a little bit, and I'll come back to it in just a moment. Ahora voy a dejar esta historia por un momentito, y voy a regresar a la historia en un momentito. Pero hermanos, quiero dejarles saber la otra cosa que pasó. I'm going to share with you the great things that happened. I know time is going through pretty quickly, but I need to share this. Later that evening, on May 31st, at around the stroke of midnight, a powerful thing happened. El día, yo creo que martes, día de 31 de mayo, algo poderoso pasó, porque ahí estuvimos en la casa de mi hermana y mi cuñado. There we were with my sister, Monica, and her husband, Robert, and we're having dinner, and it got late, we're talking. Comimos tarde y estamos hablando después de las 11. It was after 11 p.m. when this started happening. All of a sudden, Robert, my brother-in-law, began to open up, talk about some things of the past. He got emotional. He started crying. Y mi cuñado Roberto empezó a hablar de cosas del pasado y empezó a ponerse emoción. ¿Cómo se dice? Enseñando emoción en su cara. Empezó a derramar lágrimas de su rostro. And immediately I felt, this is it. I need to tell him to repent. Inmediatamente yo le dije, Roberto, es tiempo de arrepentirte. Tú necesitas arrepentirte. And he began to repent with humility. Se empezó a arrepentir, hermanos, con un espíritu humilde. And right then I felt it. He can get the Holy Ghost right now. And then I realized that he's going to get the Holy Ghost right now. De repente yo sentí, él puede recibir el Espíritu Santo ahorita. Y de repente yo realicé, él va a recibir el Espíritu Santo ahorita en unos momentos. With that said, everyone, I reached over, I put my hand on his head, and I began to pray with him. Yo puse mi mano sobre su cabeza, hermanos, y empecé a orar con él con fe, pero con un entendimiento que el Señor quería hacer algo grande en ese momento. I began to pray with faith, but I also began to pray with a realization and a knowledge that the Lord wanted to do something great right now. And with that expectancy, everyone, con esa fe expectativa, todos, empecé a orar y de repente empecé a oír un ruido. And all of a sudden, I began to hear a sound. Everyone, you know that sound that takes place when you're out in the country and you hear a river, brook? Cuando están ahí en el campo y empieza junto a un río, and you begin to hear the sound of the river as it's traveling over the rocks and over the riverbed. It makes like this funny little sound, like a bubbling sound. It's like a little musical bubbling sound, kind of like that. ¿Usted sabe ese el sonido de ese río cuando está corriendo sobre las piedras, las rocas, y empieza a hacer un sonido, casi un sonido musical, un sonido de ruido como de música? It's like a sound that begins to bubble up. That's exactly what I began to hear, everybody. Empecé a oír un ruido como que de un río de agua que empezó a rebosarse. And I looked down, and sure enough, everyone, his lips, his mouth began to tremble, began to shake. His tongue began to lose control. Su lengua empezó a perder control. Su boca empezó a perder control. Y de repente, oí que él empezó a hablar en lenguas. And immediately, I began to hear that he began to speak in tongues. And I said, Robert, keep doing that. You just let that river flow. Roberto, tú permite, nomás deja que ese río fluya de tu boca. Y abrió su boca más. And with that, he began to open his mouth even more, a little wider. And then we began to hear those tongues begin to flow even more. Empezamos a oír la lengua, hablar en lenguas más, más fuerte, más grande, a little bit stronger, a little bit louder. And it continued to go for 10, 15 minutes like that. Empezó a correr así por 10, 15 minutos. Estaba hablando en otras lenguas, hermanos. And when it was all said and done, he said, man, that felt good. I couldn't even stop it. He said, él dijo, ay, me siento tan bonito, Víctor. Y ni lo pude parar. Quiso seguir saliendo de mí. Everyone, the Lord provided a miracle that night. El Señor proveó un milagro esa noche, hermanos. And I got to tell you, everybody, the clock struck midnight. El reloj dio la medianoche, and it became June the 1st. Y se convirtió al primero de junio. And I want to tell everybody, that was my birthday, everybody. June 1st was my birthday. El primero de junio fue mi cumpleaños. And what a birthday present. What a birthday gift. Qué regalo de cumpleaños que yo recibí a la medianoche. As this began to take place, the clock struck midnight. June 1st, it became my birthday. And what a birthday gift that I received. As my brother-in-law began to speak in tongues. ¿Qué regalo de cumpleaños que yo recibí cuando mi cuñado empezó a hablar en otras lenguas? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Now, everybody, I want you to know something. This is just the tip of the iceberg. Esto es nomás el principio, porque la siguiente noche mamá y yo hablamos con mis sobrinas y salieron unas cosas grandes de mis sobrinas la siguiente noche. It was just the tip of the iceberg because the very next day, the very next night, me and my mom began to talk to my nieces, and they opened up and started sharing some very personal things with us, and we began to pray with them there, and the Lord also moved in a powerful, powerful way. And I say it's the tip of the iceberg for what I'm about to tell you. Le estoy diciendo ahorita a ustedes que esto nomás es el principio de algo grande por lo que yo estoy sintiendo, hermanos. Y aquí les va. I can't go into it too much because I don't know how this is going to happen, everybody. Yo no sé cómo esto va a pasar. Pero se recuerdan de la historia que les di con la visita con David en su negocio? I'm sorry, everybody. I had to take a little drink of water because I am parched. Do you remember the story with David at the nursery as we're there and he began to get excited about something great taking place, the dream that he had about the stalks of corn growing and the harvest? el sueño que tuvo este hombre David de la cosecha que estaba creciendo ahí en su propiedad. As he was talking to me, everybody, I began to envision something in my mind. Cuando él me empezó a hablar de estas cosas, yo empecé a ver algo en mi mente. I thought, what if the Lord wants to begin a harvest right here in this 3-acre nursery? It's like a jungle. You can't even see far out too far because you're like in this person. It's like a church made out of nature, with all these trees and palm trees and flowers all around you. Es como una iglesia de la naturaleza allí en su negocio porque hay árboles y de coco, árboles de plátano y de todo tipo de planta que está creciendo a tu alrededor. And I began to think, what if the Lord wants something to begin to develop right here on a Sunday afternoon in this man's business? I thought, yo pensé, ¿qué sería si el Señor quisiera que empezáramos un tipo de servicio, una iglesia aquí, en este negocio de este hombre, en el domingo, en la tarde? What a thought. ¿Qué pensamiento que me empezó a formar en mí cuando este hombre estaba hablando? What a thought that began to form in me as that man began to share his dream and he was excited to hear the word of God. Everybody, I don't know where this is going to go. Todos, yo no sé dónde va a llegar esto, esta plática que tuve con este hombre. But after what happened with my brother-in-law, receiving the Holy Ghost or being renewed in the Holy Ghost, cuando recibió mi cuñado el Espíritu Santo o fue renovado en el Espíritu Santo, I thought, Lord, you want to do something here with my sister's family. You want to do something here with this man, David, and his family, who's excited about being baptized in the name of Jesus. This woman, Teresa, that we met, who is a Jehovah's Witness, who's hungry, who wants to connect with my mama. Yo empecé a pensar, hay algo que el Señor está haciendo con la familia de mi hermana, con este hombre David y su familia, y él que se puso tan emocionado en oír de bautizarse en el nombre de Jesús. Mujer Teresa, que es testigo de Jehová, pero estaba emocionada a conectarse con mamá. And I haven't even told you what happened the next day. Another thrift shop we went to, we met a man named Rich, who has a genuine spirit, who I connected with there for about an hour. Este otro hombre que se llama Ricardo, en otra tienda que conocí el otro día y me dio su número de teléfono y me dio su domicilio electrónico. He even gave me his phone number, his email address. He wants me to connect with him. And I began to put the pieces of the puzzle together. Lord, are you trying to do something here in this little country town of Fallbrook, up here in the hills of North County, San Diego? It's only about an hour away. What are you trying to do here, Lord? ¿Qué es lo que el Señor quiere hacer en esta ciudad, en este pueblito de Fallbrook, una hora a nuestro sur? ¿Qué quiere hacer el Señor aquí? And everyone, I'm going to close with this. Everyone, todos voy a cerrar con esto. It was about 3 or 4 years ago when I went through there on a holiday season, Christmas Eve, New Year's Eve, during that week. It was silent. It was around 11 p.m. at night. It was quiet. I remember driving up to one of the highest peaks of this town, on one of the hilltops. And as I went to the top, I looked down, and I'll never forget the anointing that fell upon me as I began to weep for this city. I remember Jesus as he wept for Jerusalem. Jerusalem, how I wept for you, but you would not. Like a mother hen cares for her chicks, but you would not respond to me. That's how I felt. Me recordé como el Señor Jesús cuando lloró por Jerusalén. Oh, Jerusalén, Jerusalén, como yo lloré para ti, como una madre llora para sus bebés, pero tú no me respondiste. Así me sentí. And I remember thinking of this thing that happened to me 3 or 4 years ago on the top of this city as I looked down. And I thought, Lord, is there something happening here? Are you giving me and us a burden for this little town because you have souls in that city? ¿Será porque usted tiene un deseo para este pueblito, Señor Jesús, que usted está poniendo sobre mí un deseo, una hambre para las almas de esta ciudad? Because in the last 3 days, we must have connected with three or four family units there. En los últimos 3 o 4 días, nos conectamos con 3 o 4 familias o personas que tienen hambre para el Señor, that have a hunger and a thirst for the Lord. Everybody, We're talking about evangelism. Estamos hablando del evangelismo aquí. Y nosotros estamos aquí cada sábado gritando y predicando en la esquina. You see us here on Saturday mornings. We are evangelizing. We're preaching on the street corner. But as we're sowing seed here in Ontario, could it be that the Lord is beginning to allow an opportunity to open up in another city, another hour away? ¿Será porque estamos sembrando semilla aquí en nuestra esquina, en nuestro pueblo de Ontario, que el Señor ahora está abriendo las puertas en una ciudad una hora de aquí? Hermanos, is it possible? Hey, I'll tell you what. I am willing, and I'm putting it out there. I'm willing, and I'll just tell you, I already talked to Pastor about this, so it's okay. I'm willing to drive an hour on a Sunday afternoon to go out there to a city of Fallbrook to help these people if they're hungry. Yo soy disponible de ir una hora domingos en la tarde a este pueblito para ayudar a estas familias, a estas almas. And Pastor Clark even told me, hey, Vic, if it's the thing, and if the Lord opens that door, maybe you can take some of the young people there to begin to evangelize to this people. El pastor me dijo, si es la voluntad de Dios y si abre las puertas, a lo mejor tú puedes llevar un grupo de los jóvenes domingos en la tarde allí para empezar a evangelizar y a predicar a esta gente. Everyone, the sky is the limit. We're talking about the kingdom of God. There is no limit. There is no breadth, no depth, no height to the kingdom of God. No hay altura, no hay profundidad con el reino de Dios. Si el Señor nos manda, nosotros estamos listos y disponibles para hacer la voluntad de Dios. Aleluya. Aleluya. Why don't we just thank God right now? ¿Por qué no le damos la gracia al Señor ahorita por lo que el Señor está haciendo en abrir estas puertas? Why don't we just thank God for the doors that He is opening right now, Lord Jesus? Señor Jesús, gracias por esta gran cosa que usted está haciendo. Gracias por esta gran oportunidad, por estas puertas, estas ventanas del evangelismo que usted está abriendo para nosotros. For these doors, these windows of evangelism that you're opening to our church. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You know what I want to say, everybody, in closing? Even if you can't be a part of some of this, but you can pray. If you can't go all the way out there, but you can fast. Si alguien no puede ser parte de esto en visitar a esta gente una hora al sur, pero puede orar, puede ayunar, usted todavía es parte de nuestra obra evangelical. Even if you can't go and do something that we're doing together as a group, but you can pray and you can fast, you are still a part of this work of evangelism. Praise God. Praise God. I know I overextended my stay, everybody, but I hope that you felt this anointing. I hope you felt this burden, and I hope you will be praying with us and fasting with us for this great effort that the Lord is opening for us in Fallbrook. Espero que usted pueda orar y ayunar por esta gran obra que el Señor está abriendo en la ciudad de Fallbrook. Hallelujah, hallelujah, y amén. Con eso, hermanos, me voy a despedir y que Dios los bendiga a todos y estén listos este sábado por nuestro servicio de la calle aquí en la esquina de 4 y Grove. Everyone, be ready for our evangelism street service here on the corner of 4th and Grove on Saturday morning at 11 a.m. We look forward to seeing all of you there. In Jesus' name, amen y amen. Que Dios los bendiga a todos en el nombre de Jesús. Amén y amén.